Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
All right, welcome to Radio Night Live, hour number two. It is the Ladies Lounge, and we have, I don't know, a number of years ago started this kind of fun little tradition where every Saturday night in the second hour, we highlight women's voices in media, especially ones that I think I'd like to hear more from in the mainstream. You know, talk radio is an interesting dimension because it is mostly male voices that dominate the format, and it is targeted to mostly a male audience. And yet, when you think about the influence that women have on men, you'd think you'd want to hear more often from them. So I'm glad to do this. I think I'm one of the only people in talk radio that make an emphasis of this part. And I know that it ruins our reputation as conservative men of being some sort of machismo chauvinists that don't value properly the opposite sex. But I genuinely do, and anybody that's around my wife or my daughter knows exactly how much importance I put on what they think and how we interact. So I'm grateful to do this. But it started a number of years ago, a nightly feature when I was doing late night talk radio in New York. We'd bring someone on, we'd have a different theme each night, and then when we moved the segment to the Saturday night show, it just grew in popularity. And tonight's guest is not one of the OGs, and I think that's kind of always like maybe hurt her a little bit. She should have been an OG, but she wasn't. But she's been one of the stables here on Saturday nights, and she's with us every Thursday on Kevin McCullough Radio. She is a strategic policy analyst for the Independent Women's Forum. She is a contributor to the Daily Signal. She writes for the Federalist. She does podcasts for them as well, the Problematic Woman podcast. And there are a number of things that she has also broken news-wise that I feel like are very important, particularly in recent discussions about gender and fairness in not only the education process but in society. She's also a new mom, and I think that's kind of cool too. Kelsey Bowler, welcome back to Saturday Night. It's good to have you.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for having me. And I have to say, thanks for consistently having me on all your shows. You certainly do put an emphasis on lifting up female conservative voices and giving us the opportunity to reach Americans all across the country. I have been joining your show for years now. It's one of the few that has remained consistent, and I'm really grateful for that. I've honestly learned a lot just by doing these weekly interviews with you.
Well, that's cool. And I was noticing before we got on the air tonight that David Frum, who I should know his work better, but I think he works for one of the New York papers. He's a writer. People would
The Atlantic, I believe he writes.
Okay, now, was he at the Times at one point? It seems like he was on a daily newspaper here in New York, but I'm not sure. Anyway, he just stepped in it big time because he said something about the Federalist being an outlet that just champions men's voices. And I thought, boy, there's someone who's never visited that website, given that the overwhelming number of contributors to that site are women and are doing really important work. And I saw that you slapped back a little bit, but that's what I'm talking about. There's this demeaning kind of, what do women know? They're not important. And I just want to be the opposite of that in every way.
Right. I'm actually looking at his bio as we speak, and he was a former speechwriter for President George W. Bush. He's authored books about a book about his presidency and being a member of the administration. So, he's supposedly a former, Republican conservative. And it really frustrates me when the knee-jerk reaction or the knee-jerk assumption that you know, any writers for an organization like the Federalist are male, which is what he did on Twitter. He listed a bunch of male voices, and he lumped the Federalist into that. And then he said, oh, what a coincidence that there's no men on this list. And all of the female Federalist writers kind of slapped back and said, excuse me, like, who are you to assume that there's no female conservative voices on this list? Because actually Federalist is one of the only publications I know of in this entire country, left, right, or center, that employs more women than men and has more female contributors than male. And also, I have to point out, supports and funds a female morning newsletter, which I'm a contributor to, and that is Bright Email. It's a great newsletter. We kind of say we're by women for women, but, you know, you are one of our loyal subscribers. We love having male subscribers, too. And how many, again, left, right, center news organizations are willing to invest in women to that extent where you're willing to give them a platform to deliver the news and culture to people's inboxes every morning? The Federalist is really one of the few in that regards, and they would be getting far more credit for doing this if they weren't conservative. I'm sure of that.
No, I agree with you 100%. And I might add that the Ladies Lounge here on Saturday night has not been exclusively conservative women. Leslie Stahl was here a little more than a year ago, and I've talked to people that strongly disagree. But I find that life is enriched when you have sharp discussions with smart people about distinctions and differences in belief, and able to shed light on truth and facts in ways that you're not going to get if you're just always in an echo chamber. So while I want to make it very clear that I do hold to those center right beliefs, and I'm very pro conservative on most of the stuff I do, we engage the conversation all the way around, and I think that that's really important. But I think the majority of the conversations in the culture, and particularly in the media culture, run the other direction. I think conservative women are probably the least looked to in terms of contributorship. And I think that that's sad. And this is not to undermine, by the way, all the great male voices at the Federalist, because between Ben Dominic and Sean Davis and all the people that are there, you've got a roundhouse of powerful writers that are doing good work every single day. And it's one of my favorite. You know, I work for a competitor, townhall.com, and Federalist compete for the same readers. But I read the Federalist every day, and I strongly encourage other people to as well. And Kelsey's right. You've got to get her Thursday edition Bright Email. Just go to getbrightemail.com and you can sign up for it. But they say it's for women. Guys, you'll learn a ton of stuff if you start reading this stem to stern each day. All right, Kelsey, we're going to have a little bit of fun with you this hour, but we've got a few minutes left in this first segment, and I want to stay on this idea of the media and the culture, and as it pertains to the election that is just this coming Tuesday, what are your observations about how the media has performed as we are headed into this election?
I have never seen a more dishonest press in my lifetime, and it's interesting to hear members of the media constantly raise the concern about President Trump being a unique threat to our democracy. Well, what is our democracy without an honest and fair press that's willing to hold both sides accountable? Hmm. We've seen through this Hunter Biden, Joe Biden scandal that the media refuses to even touch with a 10-foot pole. You know, they have no interest in doing that because they don't want to hurt Joe Biden's chances of becoming president. And to me, that's a huge threat to democracy. Imagine if the press handled itself this way throughout the last decades of American politics. I mean, politicians would have been able to get away with far more than they ever have. And it really concerns me, like, are we at this breaking point where the press is really unwilling to investigate one side of the political spectrum? And what's going to happen if Joe Biden wins? I know, Kevin, you're predicting that is not going to happen. I hope you are right. I've been following your prediction.
We are all hoping I'm right, yes.
but if Joe Biden is president, how is the media going to carry itself? I think Joe Biden would be one of the least transparent presidents in all of history. We know his staff already keeps him locked in his basement. I think it would be really rare to ever see him or hear him off script. So, you know, we will go from a president that is willing to chit-chat with the media, on every time he goes to board the helicopter outside the White House, to a president who really is in lockdown and can't communicate with the American public off script.
Let's pick up on that thought as we continue our discussion. Kelsey Bowler, one of our favorites, is with us tonight in the Ladies Lounge. You can follow her, of course, on Twitter. You can read her at all the places I mentioned, the Federalist, Daily Signal, and more. We'll continue just in a moment. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All right, live from New York, it is the weekend before the election, and we are talking Decision 2020 in the Ladies' Lounge tonight. And with us is Kelsey Bowler, who we didn't, in fact, I think, Kelsey, you're one of the few people that had been on the show who I feel like we've genuinely become friends over the years, and we have yet to ever meet in person still.
I was just going to say that. I feel like crazy. We're friends, but we've not met in person, so
and of course,
hopefully that will change soon.
And of course, we shared a friendship with a former contributor of The Federalist who is no longer with us. And I know that every time that you do media and you even come on this show, because she was the one that introduced me to you, you think about our very good friend. And, she's been gone a little more than a year. I'm just curious how you're holding up.
Well, to be honest, it's surreal sometimes still. Bree Payton was had a huge influence on my life. She was a couple of years younger than me, but in her career, she was decades older. She was fearless. She was bold. She was so intelligent. She really was this perfect combination of a female conservative who could say Kanye West and the Supreme Court in the same sentence, and like it just like
and
threw
it
your mind.
Which,
exactly.
That's right.
So I miss her every day. Some of those who follow me would know I actually named my daughter's middle name after Bree. Her name is Scarlett Payton Bowler, in honor of Bree Payton. So I say a lot of prayers with Scarlett about Bree, and I am so thankful to have an angel like Bree watching over my daughter, who, we had a 2-month stay in the NICU, and I really credit Bree for watching over her and enabling her to stay strong through that fight and develop into a perfectly healthy and happy 1-year-old that she is today.
Yeah, that's wonderful. We were talking before the break about the media and the election, and I've gone out on a limb and said I think that the president's going to win. I don't think it's going to be necessarily a runaway election. I think he's going to win a lot of electoral votes, but I think it's going to come in a lot of closely fought and hard won states down the stretch. And I think that it's going to be very interesting to see how the whole fraud thing plays out. I get more questions about that than anything else, Kelsey. And I would like to believe, and I really hope that I can believe, that we're not going to allow a fixed or fraudulent election be successful. I'm curious, as someone who observes life and the media and politics from the perspective that you do, do you have similar concerns, and what are your thoughts about them?
Absolutely. Just as an everyday American, I had an incident that's very concerning to me where I received in D.C., you don't have to request an absentee ballot. You receive one through the mail. I received one. Our tenant who was in the basement received one. My husband did not receive one. The woman who lived in our house about 7 or 8 years ago received one. And let me tell you, we purchased our home from developers. So this woman has been gone from the house. She has, the house was purchased by one person and then us. And so for DC to send that woman a ballot makes no sense and gives me no faith in the integrity of our election system. I mean, if I were a dishonest person, what would stop me from filling out her ballot? Nothing. I mean, how will we ever know if that is happening across the country? Sadly, I'm not sure we'll ever know to what extent instances like this are happening. I think COVID has put us in a very difficult situation with the election. And to be honest, my only election prediction is that we're not going to know the winner for at least 24 hours, if not far longer, after Tuesday night.
I think the only way we do is if it's a huge blowout. And I mean, it's got to be bigger than big for them to call it on election night. So we will. I think you're going to be right. I think you're right. We're going to be talking about it on the Thursday after the Tuesday when you come on my daily show at that point in time. Given that, we hear a lot about the suburban women vote. It's all about suburban women. And up until, I would say, the riots taking place in the cities, I think Joe Biden thought he had a lock on suburban women. The president is showing very well with African Americans. He's showing even better with Hispanics. I'm curious if you believe he is able to offset, if he even has deficiencies with suburban women, by going after new demographics. But what do you think about the shifting change of loyalties within some of those voter demographics between these two candidates?
I think the Democrats are in denial about the extent to which white suburban women supported President Trump and voted for President Trump in 2016. If you can recall, all those stories about these problematic white women voting Republican, this was a huge story after the election. Now the media is, taking the exact opposite approach and basically saying President Trump has no chance with white suburban women. I want to be honest and say I think a lot of suburban women are turned off by his tweets, by his personality. I hope that a lot of them can look beyond that and look at the policy differences between a Trump administration and a Biden administration. So I certainly wouldn't be surprised if he loses some of the support he had in 2016. But will it be this blue sweep of suburban women that, Democrats are predicting? Does President Trump have this big of a problem with suburban women? I don't think so. Suburban women want their kids back in school, which we know Joe Biden is not going to help. Suburban women want safety and security. We know Joe Biden has a problem denouncing any of the riots and violence and groups like Antifa. In the most recent case in Philadelphia, he, to his credit, did denounce it. He didn't tell us anything about what he would do differently to make this not happen. I mean, at this point, every city should have a proactive plan to put in place to prevent these things from happening, because we know they're happening on cue anytime. An instance involving an African American and a police officer takes place. Those two things I think are really on the forefront of suburban women's minds. And the one issue I wish were more prominent on their minds, which perhaps is, I should say the economy is probably the third top thing on their minds. And beyond that, I wish the Trump administration got more credit for their achievements on a foreign policy front. I mean, we have had relative peace and security internationally. The left likes to say, our allies don't respect us anymore. Well, where's the evidence of that? What is happening on the foreign policy front where that is proving problematic? Yes, President Trump stands up to countries like Germany and demands that they pay their fair share in order to be part of these international, elite alliances. But that's something we all should support. Americans, if we really want countries united, we want every country personally invested in defending peace and security on the international front.
That's very well said. Kelsey Bowler is our special guest in the Ladies' Lounge. One more segment with her.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With the presidential campaign in its final days, both President Trump and former Vice President Biden are talking about their plans for dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. Speaking at a rally Saturday in Flint, Michigan, Biden said he would push for a national mask mandate.
We're going to act to get COVID under control. On day one of my presidency, I'll put in action a plan, a national mandate, mask wearing, social distancing, testing, tracing, all things. As President Obama just said, it should have and could have been put in place months and months ago.
While President Trump touted upcoming treatments and vaccines to battle the virus at a rally in Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
And our vaccine will eradicate the virus and end the pandemic once and for all. Americans will return to school and to life. By slashing red tape and cutting bureaucracy, we're producing this vaccine in record time.
USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, we're back. It is the Ladies Lounge, and there are, oh man, it's less than 3 days away now that the polls will be open and people will be filling out the ballots and dropping them in the locked boxes, hopefully in states where they're supposed to be postmarked by a certain date and received through the post office. That'll also be on the square. Don't know if it will be or not. I have talked to both sides, and they have said that there will be lawyers lined up ready to litigate. So get ready for some long, drawn-out, hairy, scary stuff following Tuesday. But at least the people will have voted by then, and we might have some more resolution about a week from now. But Kelsey Bowler is back with us. She covers primarily politics and culture in her journalism. One of the things that she's paid a lot of attention to on in some of her writing has been the inequities of what some would say came out of the modern feminist movement, the real sexual rights kind of redefinition of society, where you have people claiming to be any number of gender combinations as opposed to one of two biological sexes. And she's followed stories like girls in Connecticut who were not able to get college scholarships because biological males were winning the races that they were competing in. Kelsey, I'm curious, given that, and you're now the mom of a daughter, I have a daughter who's a few years older than yours, not much. Charlotte's 5, Scarlett's 1, so they're in close range. But these young women are going to grow up in a world that's very different than the one you did. As a mom, how do you feel about that?
Well, you know, one of the most important things I want to raise my daughter knowing is, you know, it doesn't matter what she grows up to be, it matters who she grows up to be. I think there's so much emphasis for young girls right now on being this, you know, the physical aspects of being a woman, and, you know, reaching certain achievements. And what I care for her is who she is as a person inside and, you know, what type of faith she's able to develop and lean on and grow her identity from and know her purpose derives from. Her purpose on this earth doesn't derive from any job. It derives from the purpose she was inherently gifted through God. And I sadly think that is lost in society today. Certainly the role of faith is not as prominent as it once used to be. In some ways, I would say it's reflected in me. You know, I probably don't go to church as much as I should be, but faith in general is so, it is central to my life. In a way that maybe isn't so visible day to day, and I don't want that to be lost in my daughter. As for sort of the feminist movement, one of the reasons I love being a conservative is because we have space for women to identify as a feminist or to reject that label of being a feminist. I personally, you know, am on the side of embracing the feminist label, but I want to redefine what it means. Of course, you know, the media will tell you it means you support abortion with no restrictions, and things like equal pay, which, of course, we've talked about many times on your radio show that statistics don't back it up. You know, women really want choices in their lives. They want flexibility. They want the ability to raise their children, but also, you know, pursue a fulfilling, meaningful career. And so I hope to, you know, raise my daughter to be able to think for herself, to, you know, vote for whoever she wants to, but be educated in the way she does that. But, you know, there are some scary things about raising little girls in this world right now. It's not going to be an easy job for either one of us.
I think that when my daughter is of the age where she's using locker rooms at school and I'm being told that they have to have boys in there, I don't know how moms deal with it, but I know how dads deal with it. And I'm not dealing with it well, and she's not even at that age yet. So we're going to have to figure out, you know, what the best option is, be it homeschool or private school or parochial school, et cetera. But I'm always so grateful to have you on the show, Kelsey, because you make us think so much more clearly about some of these things. And, friends, if you don't currently get her Bright email, she is the Thursday editor for the Bright email. You can just search Bright email online, and it'll Google right to the address where you can go subscribe. But it's getbrightemail.com, I believe. And then look for her contributions in the Federalist, in the Daily Signal. She still does some stuff with the Heritage Foundation. She's on my radio show every week on Thursdays. And you also catch her on Fox News a lot, doing a great job in all of those respects. And Kelsey, it's going to be interesting. You and I will talk about it on Thursday. Maybe we'll have news to break on Thursday. Maybe we'll have an announcement of who's going to be the next president. We can only hope. But thanks for being with us tonight.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Kevin McCullough, glad to be back with you. Not much time left in tonight's broadcast, but before we get to my final thought for the week and the final thought for the weekend before the big election, we've got a very important conversation I want to have with Lacey Allen in just a second about your kids in college and what you need to be thinking about. But before we do, I want to remind you, we are looking for another roughly 32 women and children that we can rescue from Sudan in our Slave Liberation Project for this Christmas. Our goal is 192 slaves liberated in 2020, and we have already seen liberated 158. So I am so grateful for those of you that have stepped up and helped us in that regard. And I've got a very exciting development in a couple of weeks, but I would just want you to know you can still liberate a slave tonight. $250 helps the slave go from slavery to a start of a brand new life. 888-342-1010. Please do not let this get by without taking action. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Now, earlier this week, I got to sit down with the College Board's Lacey Allen. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, every day we talk about the news of the day, we talk about the top headlines of the day, but sometimes I feel like we need to take a little bit of a deeper dive into some of the issues of the day. And it's getting to be the time of year where if you have a high school student who's going to be thinking about college in 2021, you've got to be facing that question, how are we going to pay for it, scholarships, et cetera, what can be done? Well, applying to college can be really confusing, and a lot of students don't get the guidance that they need. And students are always thinking about, well, how much am I going to be taking with me in terms of debt, et cetera, et cetera. Well, staying on track is not as hard as it needs to be, thanks to a new five-year, $25 million investment by the College Board through College Board Opportunity Scholarships. And here to discuss with us today is Lacey Allen, who's the Associate Director of Scholarships Strategy at the Board. Lacey, let me just ask a couple of questions. One that is very pertinent, how has COVID-19 impacted the ability for students to go about the scholarship process?
Sure. You know, I think COVID-19 has really impacted in a few different ways, but I think a lot of times students plan to maybe visit colleges in person, and students can no longer do that, unfortunately, as well as I think one of the biggest things is it kind of just gives this air of uncertainty. I think we're living in very uncertain times, and I do think that also make students and families just, you know, really wonder and maybe second guess the things that they had planned, which is really why I love this program, because it's just a reminder of, you know, even though things may feel and are uncertain, if we do a couple steps now, students are going to be well ahead of the game in the spring when they're ready to make those important decisions.
Cool. What are some of those steps?
Absolutely. And so this program, it lays out six simple college planning steps that students need to take to go to college. And when they complete these steps, they become eligible for scholarships that range from $500 to $2,000. These are steps like working on their college list and creating a college list of colleges that they're interested in, to completing the FAFSA, that free application for federal student aid.
All right, that does seem doable, six simple steps. But the bigger question is, who is eligible for these scholarships?
Absolutely. So this program is open to all students in the class of 2021 who attend high school in the U.S. So if you are a high school senior, if you know a high school senior, this program is for you and them. And really, all students can earn one of these scholarships. There's no test score or GPA requirement. You know, there's no essays or application, and there's no family income requirement. So truly, all students are eligible for this program.
That is really truly remarkable. The six steps, why focus on these specific things? And let me just give them for my listeners. You build a college list. You practice for the SAT. You improve your SAT scores. Strengthen your college list. Complete the FAFSA, as you mentioned earlier, and then apply to the actual colleges. Those seem so simple. Why are we focusing on those six steps?
Absolutely. Well, we just spent a lot of time with hearing from student experiences and with research, and we found that these are the six most essential steps that students need to take to go to college. And we heard from students and families across the country that they were confused and overwhelmed by this college application process. There's so much to do. There's a lot of deadlines, and families just wanted a simple guide or a roadmap. And so we took all of the things that you could possibly do, and pared it down to this six step list.
Yeah. And
so if you know that at the end of the day, if you complete these steps, you're going to be ready for college.
That is a very logical and pragmatic way of going about it, I'm sure. Where do we go to find out the information on how to do all this?
Sure. Well, for more information, visit the College Board Opportunity Scholarships website at cb.org/opportunity. That's CB for College Board. .org/opportunity.
All right. CB, College Board, think of that, .org backslash, I'm sorry, say it again. I have already messed it up. I meant to write it down.
Oh, no, that's you're so close.
CB.org.
Yeah, you're right. CB.org/opportunity.
There we go. Opportunity. That was what I was missing. CB.org/opportunity, and go there, and you'll be able to find it. Now, are there important dates and deadlines that we need to be thinking? Because we're in October, but you know, Lacey, before you blink, it's going to be March. So you've got to, we really got to make sure we're on time with this stuff.
Absolutely. We are encouraging students to complete that free application for federal student aid as soon as possible. And when students complete that FAFSA, when they complete it early, it will ensure that they qualify for all of the financial aid they're eligible for. So for grants, college scholarships, anything like that. So do that as soon as possible. And also when seniors do that, they're eligible for our $1,000 scholarship. And high school juniors, so if you know a high school junior in your life, they can join the program this upcoming December.
All right. That's good stuff. So if you're a junior, you can start applying in December. If you're a senior, you can start doing it now. And there may be $1,000 extra towards your education and for you. Lacey Allen, I can't speak today. Lacey Allen of the College Board Opportunity Scholarships, thank you for doing this and thanks for letting us know.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. It's Kevin McCullough. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Well, thank you again for joining us tonight. What a great show. Appreciate Lacey Allen and all the help and getting your college kids ready to apply for the schools of their choices and maybe get scholarships they didn't know about. We try to be helpful in that way. Thank you to those of you who are helping us liberate slaves. 888-342-1010. There are 32 women left that we have not liberated that I would like to before the end of this year. Please help us. $25 a month for 10 months or $50 a month for 5 months or a one-time gift of $250 sets a life free tonight. And then, of course, Kelsey Bowler, what a tremendous treat to get to spend most of this hour with her. And last hour, introducing my new sponsor, Byrna.com, B-Y-R-N-A. And tonight, if you'll use my promo code when you go on Byrna.com, if you get the Byrna HD, this is the approximate same size as a normal 9mm, but it is not legally a firearm. This is powered by CO2 gas. This delivers pellets that deliver irritant and completely disable an attacker. When one of these things hits them mid-body, it's just a cloud of irritant around them, and they are disabled immediately. And if you order tonight using my my promo code, they're going to send you a complimentary bottle of ammo as well. This is a wonderful value that they'll add to that. But you don't have to have a permit for this. You don't have to have a license for this. This is legal to carry, and you have the ability to protect yourself in ways that you may currently feel vulnerable. If you live in a gun-tightened area where people are not allowed to carry firearms, this is personal protection for you. They don't even call it a gun. They call it a launcher, but I call it a self-protection that is overdue. It's necessary. I bought one for the lovely bride in bright safety pink, so if she ever has to use it, no one's confused if she's using a gun or not. This happens to be sandstone. I like this one, but they have a variety of colors. They've got camo. They've got safety colors, orange, yellow, pink. They've got gray and black as well. But friends, go check them out. No permit necessary, no waiting period, and you can start protecting yourself today with the Byrna at Byrna.com, B-Y-R-N-A, Byrna.com. And I'm proud to have their sponsorship here on the broadcast, and I look forward to a long relationship with them. They're actually, this would have actually saved that man's life in Philadelphia if police had used a continuum of force instead of going from shouting at the guy to shooting him with deadly force. If they had had a Byrna, and that's why Byrna is starting a law enforcement partnership with police departments across the country, because on the continuum of force, if you can subdue somebody with less lethal means, that solves all of our problems. There's no more need for riots or complaints about injustice, because lives are being saved. But you're being protected. Less lethal, more safe. And if you live in a gun-restricted zone, this is your protection. Byrna.com. Use promo code KMC when you get on there, KMC, or go to my Twitter feed and click the link that I'll have posted as well. And I hope many safety days coming your way as a result in the future. Kevin McCullough, I hope you have a great week. Of course, the big night Tuesday, I'll be on social media all week long. Stay tuned for my commentary, and we'll see you back here next Saturday on...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.